main area of Avodas Hashem, the main topic in Avodas Hashem, is that there is a constant battle between your Rotzen and your Seichel. The constant battle between these two. You have a Rotzen and you have a Seichel. So, normally, you are understanding this battle as you have a Rotzen which is pulling you in the wrong direction. And the Seichel will tell you what's the right thing to do. So this for sure is correct. That's for sure. Rabbi Tzol speaks about that, and that is a big part of your Avodas Hashem, that you are listening to your Seichel, even though you want things which are not according to what the Boreh Olam wants from you. And you have to do according to the Seichel and not according to your Tzoyimus. But there is definitely more to that. And that is a mafteach for us in our matzav to make tshuva. There's definitely more to this battle between the Rotzen and the Seichel. Because this is not only constricted to the area where the Rotzen is going into the wrong direction. It's also when the Rotzen is going into the right direction. Also, when you have a Rotzen which is going definitely into the right direction, there still you have to combat, or you have to not go with your Rotzen, and you have to go with your Seichel. This is the general content of what Mesillas Yesharim says, that it's like a maze. This whole Avodas Hashem or Zehirus is like a maze, where everyone wants, Rotzen, wants to reach the center of the maze, but what is the Eitzah which the Chachomim give? Boyu Cheshbet. Don't go according to your Rotzen, because that will lead you into a disaster, because you will not reach that, because that's the way a maze is built. That when you really think you are close, then you are far away. That's the way a maze is built. So don't go with your Rotzen, which the Rotzen is absolutely needed, because you have to want to reach the Americas, otherwise you don't begin that thing, you know? That's needed, but you have to combat that, and you have to use your Seichel, and Boyu Cheshbon, making a Cheshbon, in order to find the right way, how to approach your Avodas Hashem. So that is the content of that Moshel. In the beginning, the Mesillas Yesharim says the same thing. The beginning says, that things are so clear, and absolutely clear what I want. It's a clear and the positive thing I want, but that's why I don't see any reason why I should think, because I want. Yeah? That is the Mesillas Yesharim. And now, the Rabbi Yisrael, in the beginning of the Or Yisrael, exactly the same point, he tells his Talmidim that you are going in Avodas Hashem, in Musar, according to your Taive, Kemaisa Behemah. But when you read that in a superficial way, then you think, Rabbi Yisrael told his Talmidim that you are doing Averas according to your Taivas, but then you don't go in Musar according to your Taive. You go against Musa according to your Taiva. So Rabbi Yisrael says, no, you're going in Musa. That means where you are obligated and you do, seemingly, what you are obligated, you do it with your Rotzen, like a behavior, without Seichel. And that's why there's no one to speak to. That's Rabbi Yisrael. So Rabbi Yisrael and the Mesillas Yesharim both, they have a very deep concept of Rotzen and Seichel. It's not this superficial concept that, or superficial for sure, is true, yeah? It's not the only concept that the Rotzen is pulling you in the wrong direction and the Seichel will tell you what is right to do. No. The Rotzen is going into the right direction. You want a positive thing. And this wanting a positive thing is not reliable. You can't rely on that. You have still to make another part of your Avodah. That means that you have to think. Now, this is the pshat in the posuk, which it says, the posuk says, Shemeya le'etze chochom. This is a very awkward pasuk because there are two places or two areas in Avodas Hashem. One of them is learning, and when you learn well, you'll be a clever man, you'll be a chochem. That's what learning does normally to a person, that he'll be a chochem. And then there is kiyum chayvosu b'olamoy, what you are obligated to do. You're obligated to do something, and then when you do your obligations, then you'll be a tzaddik. You'll be a righteous person. Yeah? And the pasuk over here is mixing these two issues. Because in learning, you are not asking an eitzah. I never saw a person that when he has a difficulty in whatever you learn, what's the bills, you know? Whenever you have a difficulty in these sugyas, that you go and ask an eitzah. No. Most you go and ask chat, you know, you have to know what's going on. But you don't ask an eitzah. An eitzah, you ask where you are doing what you're obligated to do. And now, when you ask an eitzah, a real eitzah you ask when you have your own thoughts about that. Otherwise, it's not an eitzah. Otherwise, it's revealing the information. An eitzah is always, I have my own thoughts, but I'm going to the bigger man, and I ask him an eitzah in an area where I have my own thoughts. A lot of time that happens to you, when someone comes and asks an eitzah, then he doesn't want to hear your eitzah. He wants to hear your haskomen. Because he already has a tzad. He already knows a little bit what he wants to do, and he simply wants to listen that the other person also says like him. Because that is the area you ask eitzahs. So now it's absolutely unclear. When you are shomea le'eitzah, you'll be a righteous person. Chochom. The point of the pasuk is that when you are ready to listen to an eitzah where you have a rotzen, then you are a real chochom. Because then the seichel is there where the rotzen is. Yeah, you have a rotzen, like we spoke. You have a rotzen which is positive. You want the positive thing. And when you go and ask an eitzah, you are not a gunner, you don't ask an eitzah how to gun them. But you ask an eitzah how to do a positive thing, a thing which you want to speak with another person. You ask an eitzah. So you have a positive rotzen over here. You want to do it in a certain way. But even though you have a rotzen, that you want to do it in a certain way, you are ready to listen to someone else which has another idea. Perhaps there's another tzad, not the way you think. Then you are a real chochem. Then really you are a chochem. Because then you are showing to yourself, that is your ma'ilas hanefesh, that the seichel is shoilet where the rotzen is. It's much less in learning, even though Rabbi Soel says that's the problem in learning too, but that's a very deep problem. That's not our inyan in Michtav Choftes. But the noble problem is much more prevalent in Avodas Hashem. Because there, you want to do it in a certain way. And that's not loved Africa, that's the good way to do it. Yeah? In learning, it's, you want to say a pshat in Tel Amislaket. Yeah? How is it that the Rishus HaRabim goes up and oh yes, Rishus HaYochid, that's magic, you know? So it's not clear. So you want to say a pshat there. And then you say a pshat and you vertex Reb Chaim, you know, as I put the vertex, it was this kind of welter when you vertex like this because the Rashba says not like this. This is a ganze problem, you know? So there, you don't have to, it's very obvious that you can't do whatever you want with learning. But in Avodas Hashem, I want the right thing, so I do the right thing. No. Then you have to also listen to an eitzah. Why? Because it could be there is another tzad. Because Seichel always sees things from different directions. You see that in Sanhedrin, when Sanhedrin is Geuser, Gzardin, Moves on a person, and all the 23, they all will decide with one daya that this person is chayev, and no one says it's potter, then the person is potter. So the term is, in a very simple way, the term is that sounds that there is no seichel there. Because when there would be seichel by these 23 people, then one of them would say potter. Because seichel always sees things from different sides. And it has to be that someone says potter. Rabbi Kiva says that on himself. Then I would be the Beis Din, then they would never kill a person. Because I would always find Stodim Le too, yeah? So this finding study, that's what the seichel does, and it's never that the seichel sees only one thing. Masha'enge de rotzen, rotzen sees only one thing. When you want something, then you don't see anything else. Perhaps you know people in America, you call that focus, you know, focused or whatever it is. That means a person which is absolutely under the rulership of his own rotzen. He wants a thing to be, and then tunnel vision, all these nice words. The Americans have a lot of words for that, you know. So you have all these being very much into one side and don't see anything else. That is when the rotzen is showing. The seichel doesn't have that, because the seichel always sees, perhaps could be a different way. Yeah? That is the Shemaya Le'etze Chochma. And now, by us, our Avodas Elul, we are making it one big lahatz of rotzen. That's what we do. Yeah? We forget about the seichel, and we take the rotzen and make a big, big pressure cooker with the rotzen, and then we feel such a pull, you know, a real, real strong motivation, and then by Ne'ile, the pkak goes out and the whole thing goes out. Yeah? And that's it. That's our nice Elul every year. We are building on rotzen bilvat. And that's wrong. Because avoided, the whole point of avoided, the way the Mesillas Shlomo says, the way Rabbi Yisrael says, the way it is the truth, avoided is always built on your seichel. Yeah? We'll see that. You need the rotzen. But it's built on your seichel. Good. So that is the first thing we have to do. We have to see that we are able to use our seichel. And now where? Now, there is this demand in Yom Kippur that we have to be chozer b'tshuva. And the chozer b'tshuva, that is a small mitzvah. Rabbi Saul says that. And we have, it's one of the biggest problems we have, because the small mice tell me that's for real. A small mice is not for real, you know. You make something small, and that is a small mice, but what will be with all the other things, you know? But be'etzem, every normal person faces the same problem in tshuva. Because let's say without Rabbi Saul. Without Rabbi Saul, you have all of different kind of avairas. I don't know how much you have, your wisdom, I have only one or two. But then when I look at my life, I have at least 100, you know, places where I have to be, do something else. So can I make 100 Kabbalahs on Yom Kippur? No, I can't. So I have to make only a few. So which ones? You have the same problem, you know. Everyone has that problem. Because you can't make 100 Kabbalahs. You have to make a few. So which ones? Where? Where do I mekabel something in on Yom Kippur? So we saw this in a small maaser where it's easy and big, all these things. I today want to think about something which is, could be a new light, which will make the tshuva, the change for real. Yeah? Tshuva means change. Tshuva doesn't mean fixing a screw or something like this, you know, make like this. That's not tshuva. Tshuva is not, we have 100 holes and we close one. Tshuva means change. The way the Rambam says, you are a different person. Tshuva means change. And now, let's see how that works in our world. When you are home, you have a home, and you are familiar with your home. And then one day you come home, and your mother or your wife, so it's the same thing for that, she put simply one item 5 feet further. This can be a change, small change, you know. You didn't paint the whole thing different. No, no, no. 31 things. You come home and say, boy, blah, 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 makara. That's what you immediately say. Something changed. When you go in the Rishus HaRabim, where you are not home, and things are moved to a very big extent, you don't see it, you know. You don't see that. When someone will make a hole in the middle of the street that you can't go through, that you see. Yeah, but you don't see the change. But you are home. Minor change is a change for real. That you hope. Yeah? So my proposal, because of this whole thing, is that you have to make a change where you feel home. And this is the last thing which we want in tshuva. We want in tshuva that I say, okay, my learning is fine, so leave my learning. Now, don't check for the learning, you know. But I ask you, are you learning well? Yes. So what's with your benadol chaveri? And then you get this itch in your stomach and you say, chaveri, anachot, why? Why? Okay, I have to bechazer tshuva. And then ask you, and what's with your tefillah? Oh, tefillah, nachon. Oh, tefillah. I have to bechazer tshuva. And then we have all different kind of areas where you are not home. It's not your home turf. It's not where you feel familiar. It's not where you have a rotzen chiyuvi. You have no rotzen chiyuvi there, be'emes. You could imagine you should have a rotzen chiyuvi. I should be a nice guy, right? Rabbi Levine, I don't know. All different kind of things, you know. I should be a big davener like Rabbi Chlesos, whoever. Yeah? So that could be, but you don't really have a rotzen there. You don't have really a mahalach there. But then you say, ah, that choizel with tshuva is ando. And that's why our tshuva doesn't last longer than after Kiddush HaLevona Motzei Yom Kippur. That's right. Then you are litvak, even that you don't do. It doesn't even last anything after Motzei Yom Kippur. That's gone, you know. The tshuva doesn't last longer than that. Because you don't want this area. And there's a reason, I don't know which one, but there's a reason why you don't want it. It's already baked in you for 30 years, 50 years, how many years, you know? You are baking in that, not wanting that, for long, long years. Huh? So you can't just change that. No. So where do you make a change? You make a change where you feel home. But I don't have to change there, no? That's good. I'm fine. So that's the work. The work is Shumeya Le'etze. Huh? That means you have an area where you definitely think that you know what has to be done. And now you have to think over and see that in that area itself, there are parts, or there are major parts, which you do not know and you do things wrong entirely. Huh? Entirely wrong. And then the tshuva will be for real, because then that small change, like it's changed by you at home, you know, it's by my home. I feel home there. This is my strong point. And there, I make a change. That's for real. That makes a change in my person. This is that was always a riddle for me. That big people, which we had in Klal Yisrael, were always working on the same thing. The Pratzkel Levenstein is definitely Gevein HaBalkish. Yeah? But he worked his whole life on Emunah. And people thought, wach, noch amol Emunah. Believe me, the porch in Ponyvesh was very full when Reb Chatzkel said a shmuz, and the Beis Medrash was not empty. It was nothing there, kimat. Yeah, it's going in consolating, you know, because they all said noch amol Yetzias Mitzray, noch amol Emunah, noch amol. They thought, you know, someone came once to Mir Yeshiva, heard Rabbi Yeruchim. That was the Weiss, the winter of the Derech Eretz, the Schelek Aleph, Das Chochmah Musa. And then a boy came to me, a yeshiva, from another yeshiva, and he wrote back, I don't know what, which one, he said, Weiss, the Mashgiach didn't have anything to say, so he said the whole winter the same Shmuz. Yeah? So he had heard, but, Noch amal derech eretz. It always was the same thing. Yeah? The Pratzkel, I know the Mashgiach for years, is working on the same topic. Yeah? It was like, then one, what does a person say, thick like I am? I thought, always, it's dak, min hadak, atshaloi nitok. No, it's not like this. No. No, it is simply, that's where you change. That is where you change, because there you are. You are there. And then when you make a change, you change. And this change will be interesting because it's your home turf. You see, the rotzen comes back. It's not only seichel. You need that rotzen. You need that you are motivated and you think that is where you are strong. Because that will keep up the thing that it will be for real. Because the change will be for real. Because it's your home turf. But you will change.
And then you will change as a person. Yeah? I have it now. I said, told that to them too. I had it in my keil. You know, I have a keil. So in order to make them nervous, I said, I have a keil of Bali Tshuva. So it's not really a keil of Bali Tshuva. No, it's not. But it is. It was a keil. And the keil, we made a change in learning. And in the beginning, it was unbelievable difficult. I had to work like a bulldozer because people said, what? We're not learning. We know how to learn. We're educated in yeshivas. When you're educated in yeshivas, then everyone is masking that when you learn really the way you learn in yeshivas, you will not be a palm in chochem. That's right. That's clear. Yeah? Everyone says that. So, nachon. So, what do you have to learn? So, nachon, we learn it too slow in the iyun and too quick in the bekiyas in yeshivas. So, we have to learn a little bit, not too much iyun, but not too much bekiyas. Okay, so chazoke means it's not 100% yours, but it's not really from the other guy. And that's the way you go through Bava Basra. I will take all my shoes and all my items, I throw them at you, and you will be buried by them. You know? Because you can't learn. That's good in learning. But you know how many Avreichim say, okay, I now want to begin to learn. How do you want to begin to learn? I want to learn not in yeshivas because that's too slow. So I want to learn a little bit, I quote, you know, I want to learn a little bit but not Bekiyas, you know. So blah blah blah. That's good for you. That's worth Ethes, Klum. That's not Seichel. Yeah? You see it. In Cheska Zabatim, that doesn't give any Seichel. So why do you say that gives Seichel? Because you don't want anything else than what you want. You know, that's it. You're not Ma'agin, you don't think. So I fought that. I said, no. We have to learn twice. So I said, that's Kenny Zayn. We have to make it different. We have to make first, perhaps after 2 weeks, we have to go back to the old system. No old system, nothing. We do what I say, you know. And then I had to stand on them. And after they learned it the second turn, they came to me and said, they never had such a chavaya. Never in their life. Never. It was the first time in their life that in the morning they get up and they think about the traces immediately. Without having to say a chabura. I mean, by you, that happens only when you have to say a chabura, then you are under pressure, and then you think about traces. But you don't have to say a chabura. You get up in the morning, better don't tell me what you think then, you know? But by him, it was a traces. Middle of the night, he made the bakbuk for the baby, so he thought about the Rashbo, because that's on his mind, because that's very natural. You have 12, 15 things, which you are really knowing them, and they don't fit, you know, that drives you crazy. Huh? Very good. Good. So that's change. It's difficult. That's change. But that's change where it feels comfortable. No, I didn't make them. I told them, Lekatschila, no limud musa. No. When I'm there, then you make, And when I'm not there, then you just go out. No, no, no. But you will work in learning, huh? You'll change in learning. Okay? Two escaped. I don't know, three? But that's a sophic, yeah? Two escaped, for sure. Yeah? Escaped, just in the end of the month. He's gone. They told me, it was unbelievable to Alice. We never had such a learning, but we want to go back to the old one. Kemaise habeheime! That's it. You are the same. Everyone is the same. Because I feel comfortable. I educated 20 years like this in learning, and learning works. Learning works. Learning doesn't work. It doesn't really work. You know, I mean, I try to understand. It works. No, even in the morning, because in the afternoon, it works. And wake up, see you, Madame Sechte, and then. No, it doesn't work. But never mind. Because you are going in your avodah where it's positive, you are going according to your choices and not according to seichel. And when you would take your seichel in your home turf, then make a change there, and you make a change, then that change is interesting because it's in your home turf, it's where you are home, and you see something has to do, I have to do something, something not good. We will speak about that. That's the inner core that you have to learn Musa, or have to do something with that, yeah?
Because it doesn't occur by itself that you want to change where you are home, you know. Or you need someone standing on your head like a bulldozer and machiav you. That could be also, could be too, you know. But you need to have something that you make a change. But when you are able to make a change when you are where you are home, that is a change which will last. That is a change which will like be like a change in your home that you come home and see immediately. That's different. Now it's different. And not the way always we have in our tshuva that we say, okay, I'll make a small kabbalah in tefillah, which I am not so interested in, you know, I make a small kabbalah there, and then, you know, I believe in Divrei Chazal that I will be a different person that when I do that. You don't have to believe in Divrei Chazal, you see that you are a different person. Why? Because you made a change where you are, not where you are not. You made a change where you are. And this is the last thing you want to do. We always think, tshuva means, the things which are good, leave it for me. That is my anchor which I go through the Yom Kippur with that. So I will, okay, a little bit in the area where I'm not strong, there, a little bit too, then I will be the real Baal Tshuva. No, there where you are strong, there where you are whole, there you change. So that's not so simple where you are whole. I myself, that was like a chavaya, it was not so a nice one, but that was a chavaya which I had myself. I went, at the end of this month, I went to Kiev, you know. So it was not my own idea, and whenever this yeshiva wouldn't go there, I wouldn't go to a putzlovis for such a thing. So okay, never mind. So besides the going into the car and being on these roads, you know, that was not so funny. And sitting with the kehila was very interesting, but I went to Babi Yar. That was in Kiev. Went to Babi Yar. Babi Yar, that's a place, very tragic place, you know. So you don't see anything there. That was very good. It's only a wood, and you have to be disappointed. And this wood, what happened there, and you're disappointed, never mind, but I don't want to say that it was terrible. It was terrible what's happening. You don't know, so you are mamish. So Babi Yar was the first mass murder for the Germans to the Jews. In 2 days, Erev Yom Kippur and Yom Kippur, they killed 33,000 Jews in 2 days, and only 29 survived that. So that's unimaginable. In 2 days, you know? Less than 1 out of 1,000. It's unimaginable. You know? So you're standing there in the valley, and then throughout the Milchoma there were more than 100,000 there. So you stand at the valley and see that's a one big Beis Almindom. It's nothing there. No Matzeve, nothing. Gurnish. Yeah? So I was disappointed. Okay, I came back to my to the people, and there was someone which had a nice beard and a Ben Teure, and he asked me, "Where were you?" I was in Kiev. So what did you do there? I learned the Kehila and I had a good time with the Kehila, but I was also in Babi Yar. So are you in Babi Yar? I don't go to these places. I don't go. I was a lot of times I was in Krakow and I was in Poland. I don't go to these places. Why not? So I understand that. I also wouldn't go myself to these places. It's not my cup of tea to go. But, so why don't you go? I said, because it's still Le Emunah. Huh? Still Le Emunah? Yes, still Le Emunah. Why is it still Le Emunah? Because, you know, that's still Le Emunah, this whole thing. So I tried to explain to him. I told him, no, it's not a still Le Emunah. It says in Hazinu, the Pasuk says the biggest raya on the Metzias of the Beroilom at the Balabos, the Metzias of the Beroilom, the biggest raya is such a thing that one German can chase 1,000 Jews and two of them 10,000. That's the biggest raya. So in the middle of the bus he told me, was Darshan and Psukim. Don't darshan psukim. I said, the Rashi, you know, don't darshan psukim. And then he said, according to you, we can, instead of saying the Haggadah Shel Pesach, we can say, and then he said, we can mention the Second World War, but he said it in a very ugly way. He said, the greeting of the Germans, you know, I can't say that these words over here, you know. So he said, you can't say that in the Leila Seder. So that is my limit. That my limit was just there, you know. He was happy we were in the bus, otherwise I would take him and throw him up, you know. So, sugar, he said that twice, you know, he attacked me. He attacked me. He doesn't understand anything. Next day, I didn't want to go down Shachris. I can't down Shachris with a guy who has no imuna, you know. It's like the reverse, you know, when you don't feel comfortable down Shachris, so don't have to go down in the tzibur. That's right. Don't use that petal, you know. So I didn't want to go to Shachris. I went down Shachris, Vakasha. But I revealed that Emunah is my home for. Because when he would tell me, you know what, davening is boring, so I'd tell you, oh, it's boring for you too, for me a long time ago, you know. So then I would daven with him without problem. And he would tell me, learning by me is not so interesting. So then, okay, you know, I understand that. You know, I daven with him. But then he says, no, we're going to show you there. Bah! Sugar! So it's my home turf. What can I do now? Now I can say, Baruch Hashem. I revealed my Oymeka Nishoma, my Nishmatia Atzili, that which came from the heaven, Abu Hashem, my Nekude Hapnimis. No. Now they say, okay, it's my home too. But you know what? My Emunah is rotten. Kaput, rotten. He's gone, he's gone. Nachon. Nachon. I have a Shaykhus to Emunah. But you know what? It's still rotten. And it was explaining only shortly, and I saw that I never said a Birchas Hanani in my life. Never, ever. Because what means brocha? You know what brocha means? Brocha means ribui, that's right. The Mishchaim says that, the Maral says it. Brocha means ribui. What is Nisrabe? I say, Boruch Ato Hashem, Elokeinu Melech Olam, Boir HaPri Ro'etz. What is Nisrabe? What, the Tapuchim in the Golan? No, it's Nisrabe, the Hashpo haklolis shel habira oilom ba'oilomo I ba'oilomis el yoinim. Ah, very nice. Good emuna you have, you know. Very, very, very nice emuna. No. What is this, Rabbi? You are eating, you look at on the ingredients of the food, what's in how many calories and things like this? You have 100 grams of a tapuach, and that has as much carbohydrates, as much fibers, as much taste, you know exactly what is there, that's what you eat. No, could be more. Because it could be more. Because you see a brocha. A brocha means ribui. So it will be for you like 200 grams of tapuach. Do you believe in that? Do you believe? No. And when I say that, Barabim, then people come and stand up and say, that's not shayich, the Ramban says, it's b'chukoy say, it's only lost, it's love, it's not shayich. I didn't tell you that will happen to you. I only told you you have to believe in that. Do you believe in that? That you eat a tapuach and you can be savea from that tapuach like a double portion. Huh? You believe in that? No. Are you a maimin? A bogomais is bista maimin. You know? You're not a maimin altogether. Wow. I have to do something about that. I have to think, how can I work on my emunah? It's different than what I thought. Emunah is not only das Tunis, and Rosh Chaim, and Yadir Hashem, and Shu, Papa, Größe Sachen, you know. The Beroyal Fiat the Welt. Emunah is something else. It's much more inside. I have to change there something. And now I have to find, what do I have to change? But that's interesting for me, because I'm home. That's my home turf. I feel home there. And I want to change this for a small change, but that will be for real. I think that is a sensible way for us to begin our tshuva. Because this tshuva will keep up. It's not built only on this lachas. Yeah? It's a very big difference. It's not on the built on the lachas. It's built on something you are home. And where you are home, there you make a small change. Then change is for real. So what will come out of that, you can't know. Because when you change, could be that other things change too. That's called mitzvah gereres mitzvah. You can't know. But a change has to be in tshuva. And makes much more sense to make a change where you are home. Because then a small meiser is a real change. And we saw that always by the gedolim again. The pchatzke with his emunah, the other ones with the tefillah, other ones with benodam l'chavayroi. They all work their whole life on one thing. Yeah? Why? Because that is their home. But they change that the whole time. And then everything goes in. Okay, we'll speak about that further. But I think for the beginning, that would be a good part. But come.